Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Jason Worski Show.
Johnny Lucas, do we have the NFL expert on the phone?
Yes, I believe so.
From ESPN Radio here. No, I'm kidding. Hey, it's my dad. My dad's on the phone. Dad, how are you?
I'm doing very good.
Very formal sounding. Have you been, just out of curiosity, have you been streaming the show? Have you been listening today?
No, I haven't listened. Right now we're having breakfast.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, Johnny, turn on the mics in there. Can you turn on the microphones in there in your room? Real quick, because I have my intern, Connor, is here. I got Johnny Lucas. Just real quick, we have something to say to you on three. One, two, three.
Happy birthday.
Dad, everyone, Dad. No, you don't have to call him Dad. Well, Dad, yeah, someone made a joke about Nazi Germany, and I got a little upset.
Oh, okay.
I don't really remember you getting angry all that much. How do you stay so calm? This is a life lesson. My dad's 75 today, so let's...
How do you stay calm?
How do you stay calm? I don't remember you having getting very worked up in life.
I try not to be.
But is there
accomplished very much?
Getting angry doesn't accomplish very much. Okay. Anyway, well, I just want to wish you a happy birthday. That's really all I wanted to do. And I mean, I could ask you, are you excited about this? Is where everyone's going to fall in love with my father, by the way. What are your thoughts on the impeachment trial?
The trial's been a total waste of time.
What was that again for everyone?
It's not necessary.
It's not necessary. And do you think the president should be removed from office?
No. It's all political.
What percentage of you supports President Trump?
What percentage of what?
What percentage of you supports President Trump?
85%.
85? That's interesting. Yeah, okay, that's interesting. I thought you were going to say 100%. Maybe I got that from you, because I don't do... I usually don't say 100% to anything, because there's always... There could always be like a crack in the armor, you know?
Nobody's perfect.
Well, sure. I mean, wait, what about your son?
What percent do you have?
No. I'm asking. You said nobody's perfect.
Oh, well, you're semi...
Okay, fine. You don't need to say anything. Well, listen, I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. We'll call you with the kids a little later. And actually, before I let you go, there was something else I wanted to bring up, but I wanted to get your Super Bowl prediction, too.
I really don't have anyone.
Well, there's only two to choose from.
But probably be San Francisco.
Well, I'm sorry. Say that again.
San Francisco.
San Francisco. Okay, San Francisco. And do you have a score?
Do I know the score?
No, it didn't happen yet. I don't know. Can you predict one?
The score will probably be about 36-25.
Do you think San Francisco's run game will be better because practicing in San Francisco, they have to avoid, like, running through the streets, so you just have to avoid piles of human excrement on the side? Do you think that has something to do with their training, and that'll help them be faster on their feet?
I don't think so.
Okay, all right. No. Here's some text messages about you, by the way. Jason, your dad's awesome.
I have to call you up when you really get into a topic I disagree with, but I haven't had a chance right now.
Okay, well, it's something we disagree on a lot of things, and I'm afraid like we don't talk. Is that one of the reasons we don't talk all that much?
I noticed you have a different trend right now, though.
What's my trend?
I think you're heading a little more right than you were.
You think so? What makes you say that?
Your general comments.
Interesting. Huh. I think it's because sometimes, like, ask me about gay marriage.
I'm 100. You can answer that question yourself.
No, what I'm saying is, like, I'm fine. Social issues, I'm always very, very liberal, but the other stuff, you know. Do you want to hear some bad news? Guess who just lost $1,300 in this amazing stock market?
Who? You?
Yep.
What went down? WWE?
Yeah, I just heard it. We run a feature called the Bloomberg Money Minute, and one of their stories was WWE's stock is in a free fall because they fired two of their board members, and they're projected fourth quarter earnings are projected to be much lower. Their stock, as of a few minutes ago, had been down $13. I think I have like 65 shares. That comes out to $1,300 of theoretical money. It's now $49.32. I bought it at like $9, which is really nice, except it keeps down $13.50 now. At one point, it was at $99. I thought I was going to retire on this stuff. Aren't I foolish? Anyway, I wish it was predetermined like wrestling, because then I could be like, oh, at the end, it's going to be good. I'm going to end up with a $400 share stock. But anyway, what do you can I blame President Trump on the stock market dropping, at least in this case?
No, because I'm sure whatever stocks you have or IRA.
No, it's only
401ks. Sure, it's gone up tremendously since he's been there.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm sure it has too. I don't know the login. I got to check that out. But WWE, he is a Hall of Famer, so he's very close to that. You understand that, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, all right. I love you. I got to go. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, he's not a big "I love you" guy back. He really isn't. When my kids used to say, "Grandpa, I love you," he'd say, "Thank you," and we'd hang up. Well, that was nice.
It's the Jason Barsky Show, WILK News Radio.
And radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.